for which to be thankful. For the past several weeks, 5 weeks now in counting this one, we've been focusing on a book, The Generosity Factor, really the book we've been using is the Bible. But five themes have emerged from The Generosity Factor that are powerful and profound, that have taken us on a journey from our head to our heart to our hands. And so as we've moved from head to heart to hands, I'd like to add a fourth H. Perhaps it comes from my 4-H days. And that is, when God is working in our head and in our heart and through our hands, God brings us health. I like to think of it as holy health. For when God is in our head, heart, and hands, then we are truly holy, healthy. And this book, The Generosity Factor, is a fantastic book for focusing on God working in head, heart, and hands. And throughout these 5 weeks, we've had a special theme that has emerged each and every one of the 5 weeks. Today, as you heard Jill pray and as the team led us in singing, the focus was on thanking God, being intentional about thanking God for all that God has brought into our lives, things that perhaps we take for granted, things that perhaps we don't realize even that God is the source, that God brings them to our lives for purpose. So throughout these 5 weeks, we've been focusing on our heart as we move from head to heart to hands. Our heart, and there's an acrostic. I love acrostics because they help me remember. They're a great mnemonic device to remember. So the acrostic heart is He owns it all. E, everyone has an opportunity. A, action is required. R, remember your blessings. And T, thank Him or thank God. Now, because sermons are intended to be kind of a participatory experience and not just passively listening, I want to engage you in that acrostic. As I read the letters of heart, would you say the words and try to remember the words that they, phrases that they stand for? H, E, A, R, T. Not bad, not great, not bad. Let's try it again. This time, like, maybe we mean it. And speak it with all your heart this time. H. E. A. R. T. Yeah, thank God. I thank God that you so enthusiastically responded. Thank you. The Bible tells us a lot about thanking God. It's a way of keeping the main thing the main thing. The key premise for today, thanking God, comes from Scripture. It says this in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 5 through 18. In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. On your prayer and action guide, on the back side, there's a place for sermon notes. It's a great place to write down Bible passages that maybe you want to refer to later, go back to them, or maybe if there's a key point that emerges, write it down. But in particular, what I want you to focus on today, and you can do all of that, of course, but I want you to think intentionally. Create a list, as it were, of things for which you want to thank God today. And I want you to bring to mind a person or persons for whom you want to thank God. And I want you to be intentional. If writing that down helps you be intentional, I encourage you to do that. I want you to think about your list, because I think in the activity, the action of doing that, and of writing it down even, it helps us remember. So I want you to think of that list of things for which you are thankful and grateful, and that person or persons that God has brought into your life for whom you're thankful. The phrase that has resonated with me, and maybe you've heard it before, is, what if all we had today is what we thanked God for yesterday? Have you thought about that lately? What if all we had today was simply what we thanked God for yesterday. So I want to be intentional about thanking God and doing that. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. That's a tough verse if you really get down into it. It's difficult for our human minds to comprehend what it means to be thankful for everything. At least it is for my human mind to think about everything. It's easy to thank God for the good things, the things that we consider real blessings that are great, that make us feel good, or that we've been hoping for or dreaming for. Those are easy things for which to thank God. But the Bible says in everything. And that word is very intentional, because this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for us. I do remember a time in my life when I was going through a very difficult time with some physical ailments that were really causing a real problem in my life. And it was tough to thank God for that time. It really was. But later on, I saw how God had worked in my life. God was always there, present. And I could truly, with all my heart, thank God for that. What if I had been mature enough to trust God and realize that through even this, God was already working? I would see it later, but I couldn't see it at the time. So what if in everything we truly gave God thanks, because that's God's will for us? This last week has been an easy week for me to give God thanks. This last week, I celebrated my 20th anniversary of coming to Good Shepherd. It was 20 years ago. That's so fun, isn't it? And thank you for that. I've been thanking God for you this week. Shay and I arrived with our two boys, Bobby going into fourth grade, Nathan going into second grade at the time. They've now been married for 5 years, each of them. And we thank God for their wives, our daughters-in-law, and for our growing family. We thank God for that. But I also have been thanking God for you. I thank God for those ministries we've shared together, the mission trips we've been on, and that many of you have been on even when I wasn't part of them. I thank God for mission ministry and the way it's transformed lives. I thank God for Christ Renews His Parish. And what a difference, a transformational difference that has made in the lives of so many. I thank God for all of you guys with whom I've played softball. And there's a lot of you. And I thank God that at church softball games, we begin with a word of prayer. And I thank God for those times when you actually played like you meant the prayer at the beginning of the game. I thank God for those moments and those memories. I thank God for the life experiences we shared together, the baptisms, the weddings, the first communions, the moments when we put Bibles in the hands of first or second graders. I thank God for those life experience moments. I thank God even for the funerals that I've been part of, because at funerals, we have the awesome experience of seeing someone who truly believes in Jesus as their Lord and Savior enter their heavenly home when you're with them at that moment in their life when they pass into God's kingdom. And what oftentimes happens is that life stories emerge that people weren't necessarily aware of. And you see the ways in which God was working in their lives. Powerful, profound ways. Stuff that's kind of behind the scenes. And funerals afford that opportunity to see, wow, God was working. And you see the blessings here on earth even as you celebrate somebody entering God's heavenly home prepared for them. I thank God for all of those times when we've laughed together and cried together and goofed off together, and times that relationships have deepened. For those, I give God thanks. And I thank you for the way you have worked together in your small groups and in your Bible study groups, and you've grown. And we as pastors have had the opportunity to see you grow in faith. I thank God for those moments. I thank God for all of our new members. We received a another group of new members last week. And I thank God for all those who have joined Good Shepherd, not only in the past 20 years, but I thank God for all those who were here before my time here and were so instrumental in God using them to make a difference. This last week, one of our new members came into the church and they said, "Pastor, I've got a gift for you." It was a drawing he had drawn. It's a powerful image. He said, "I want to thank God by giving this to you as a gift because I thank God for Good Shepherd. I thank God for this new opportunity to be part of the Good Shepherd family." And I love the fact that he drew the cross right in the center and that he represented Christ as lion and lamb, all-powerful God, the lion, the sacrificial lamb, Jesus Christ, and the cross in the center, because it was his way of using a God-given talent to focus on the main thing and to give thanks to God for that main thing. So I thank God for moments like that. I thank God whenever it is that somebody from here remembers something that I happen to mention in a sermon. So I'm wondering if any of you still remember the acrostic for heart that we practiced together, and whether or not you can say it without the words being on the screen. If I were to say the letters of heart, how many of us can say those phrases together? Let's try it. H is for? He wants to know. Wow, I'm impressed. E? Wow, I'm impressed. A? R? Remember your blessings. T? Wow, that's pretty good. Now, for those of you who did struggle a little bit, let's try it one more time and see if we can say it again like we meant it the first time, okay? So, H, E, A, R, T, yeah. Acrostics are meaningful to me. They are mnemonic devices that help me remember. So, I tried to develop my own acrostic this week for thank him, since that's our theme. And so what I came up with was this acrostic: thank him always. No kidding. Because I don't think the Bible was kidding about that. I really don't. I don't think God's kidding. And the reason I think that is him. He and me. I believe that when we are intentional about thanking God, it is a visible representation that he, God, is in me. I think that's how we demonstrate that God is in us when we thank him. Thank him always. No kidding. The Bible's not kidding about that. So we had a pastor. His name was Pastor Shireen, who was our pastor when I was growing up and I was in confirmation. And he was a German pastor serving in a Norwegian community. He called himself, referred to himself as the German shepherd in charge of his Norwegian charges. And I don't know how he felt about teaching little Norwegians about the Bible, but he, as our German shepherd, one day, and I still remember a lot of his stories, and I remember a lot of his metaphors, and I remember a lot of his questions. Like the day he asked us in confirmation class, he asked his little Norwegian class, he said, "Do you know what the difference is between a Christian and a pig?" Well, we little Norwegians didn't have a clue where he was going with this conversation. "What is the difference between a Christian and a pig?" Pastor Shireen said, "A Christian gives thanks before they eat." I don't know if he'd seen us at the potluck earlier or not when he asked us that question. A Christian gives thanks. Then he asked us, "Which are you?" And that was a pretty pointed question. He had a point to it. Which do we pause to give thanks, not only before our meals, do we pause to give thanks for God for everything that God brings into our lives? Do we truly pause? What is the difference between a Christian and a pig? Do we pause to thank God? So Janine this week brought into church. She said, you know, Pastor, she said, I've got this book. I was thinking about it last week when we were remembering our blessings. It's a little book called Little Prayers to Bless Your Day. But really what it is, it's really a thank him, a thank God book. Yeah, you remember your blessings, and as you remember them, you thank him. So I wondered if maybe another exercise for us to thank God is to thank God in the ordinary times, not just the special times when it's obvious that God is truly making a big difference, but the ordinary blessings of God. So the preface of the book goes like this. Imagine the blessings that would come into a life, into a day, where a little prayer, like grace before meals, is whispered while doing ordinary things, like waiting in line, or waiting for the light to change, or shopping for groceries, or doing a load of laundry. Surely praying a little more often, like between meals, would bless the one upon whom our thoughts rested, and us as well. So, for example, how many of you like to walk? Do you go for regular walks? I know a lot of you are training for a marathon, and you probably have your running schedule, and some of you have a walking schedule. What if you prayed this thank God prayer while you walked? Bless the earth upon I walk upon. Bless the trees that I walk past or run, and the sky I walk beneath. And bless, please bless, every person I pass by. What if we ask God's blessings and thank God for that person? Or what about this prayer for sitting? Dear Lord, thank you for this gift of a time to sit. May I be mindful of those who would love to sit, but instead stand on feet that are tired. Thank you for the time to pause in this place, in my day, and ask your blessing upon the world as I give thanks to you. Or what about this one for washing your dishes? And I know a lot of us don't wash them by hand, but we pop them into a dishwasher. Help me never to forget, not for a single moment, how blessed I am to have hot water and a kitchen. May I ever be mindful that a dishpan or dishwasher, nightly filled with dirty dishes, is evidence that I have more food than some people ever will have. Thank you, Lord, for dishes to wash. Or what about this one for standing in line? Dear God, may I use this time in line to look around and see who might need a silent prayer of hope or peace or comfort today. May I be a light in this line or waiting for this light to change, even just a tiny one for someone who needs just such a blessing. Or what about this prayer for just simply getting out of bed? Bless my feet and the floor I put them on. Bless the rug that warms my toes. Help me walk today in the right direction toward the infinite opportunities that you spread out along my pathway today and every day. I thought about that as I thought about the concrete floors that our mission teams have poured in Honduras and Guatemala. Last week, I asked one of our members, I said, how are you doing today? They look like they're having a tough day. And they said, oh, Pastor, it's a tough day. But I just try to remember one of our members here, Good Shepherd, said to me, when you get out of the bed in the morning, just try to walk like it doesn't really hurt. So how do we thank God for that? Here's a prayer for gardening. You know how much, some of you know how much I love to garden. Bless my hoe and my spade, my packet of seeds, and these knees I kneel upon. Never let me forget as I pull weeds and tend the things you create. What an honor it is to touch and tend this precious earth that you made. And how about this one for doing the laundry? Dear Lord, bless me as I put my clothes into the washing machine. And bless me also, if you would, by reminding me to wash an extra load of things I will never wear anymore, so I can give them to someone who will. And finally, this little prayer for every day. Dear God, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for loving me. Help me to love others as an expression of thanks, for your loving kindness is always before my eyes. Amen. So, how intentional are we about thanking God? Well, there is a place in Scripture where it tells us this. In Philippians chapter 4, verse 6, the Apostle Paul wrote these words, "Don't be anxious about anything, but rather bring up all your requests to God, along with giving him thanks." The Bible tells this story. It's a thank you, Jesus story, and it's a story that is not only about thanksgiving, but there's a couple of other lessons to be learned about head, heart, and hands in this story. Maybe it's a story you've heard before. If you've heard it before, see if there's something new you might learn from it. If you're hearing it for the first time, see what God might be saying to you this day. Now, on his way to Jerusalem, Jesus traveled along the border between Samaria and Galilee. As he was going into a village, 10 men who had leprosy met him. They stood at a distance and called out in a loud voice, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." When he saw them, he said, "Go, show yourselves to the priests." And as they went, they were cleansed. One of them, when he saw he was healed, came back, praising God in a loud voice. He threw himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him. And he was a Samaritan. Jesus asked, "Were not all 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9? Was no one found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner, this outsider?" Then he said to him, "Rise and go. Your faith has made you well." 10 were healed, 1 remembered to come back and say thanks. Now, 10% might be a good percentage in our tithing, a good starting point, but 10% wouldn't be a very good batting average. It's not a very good average for giving God thanks. So this person that was healed recognized in his head, did he not, that Jesus had the power to heal him. And then he was so touched in his heart, was he not, when Jesus healed him, that he returned to give God thanks. And then did you notice what God did through Jesus immediately thereafter? After the questions, he says, "Rise and go. Your faith has made you well." In other words, put your hands to work. Not only am I inviting you to be thankful now, use your thankful heart to go and do the work God has given you to do. So with our thankful hearts, God invites us, those of us who have known with our heads what God can do, those who have experienced with our hearts all that God has in store for us, and those that want to use our hands as God commands to do God's work, then we'll be healthy, wholly healthy. So you know that I like acrostics, and this is soon becoming Acrostic Sunday, the way this is working out. During these past 20 years, Pastor Greg and I have had an acrostic that has helped us in our partnership in ministry together. Early on, we realized that as co-senior pastors, we'd have to check our egos at the door if we were truly going to serve in the spirit in which God was calling us. And so by checking at the door, we would ask ourselves, were we edging God out in any way? And so ego became a reminder not to edge God out, but always to honor God. And then the flip side of ego, edging God out, was exalt God only. That acrostic has been valuable during these past 20-some years of partnering, remembering not to edge God out, to thank God, and always to remember to exalt God only in all that we say, do, and serve. So if we're going to have our heart in sync with God, then we not edge God out, but we exalt God only. There's a devotional that speaks to the heart that one of our staff members shared with me this past week, and I just want to read it for you because it speaks to the heart. I might find myself moved when a child spontaneously gives me a hug. Likewise, I might be especially overjoyed when a beloved pet greets me at the door, or when a loved one surprises me with a gift. We recognize each other on a heart level when we act and speak with open and honest intentions. Reflecting on this, I remember to check my motives, my ego. Am I saying or doing something today just to be polite or because I feel that I should? Is my kindness authentic? Am I expressing compassion to everyone at all times? Remembering that all I give has first been given unto me by God. I choose to give from a pure, open, and thankful heart. Remember to give thanks. The psalmist says it this way: be thankful to him and bless his holy name, for the Lord is good. So you still remember those five heart points? Do you remember those heart points? H, is it all? Some of you do remember. Let's see if we all remember. H, he owns. E, A, R, T. Doesn't that want to make you sing? Doesn't that just make you want to sing? It does me. When we are with our preschoolers and we're teaching them about thanking God, songs like, thank God, thank God, thank God in the morning, thank God at the noontime, thank God, thank God, thank God when the sun goes down. Now, I love that song, but my favorite thank God song is one that I've been singing with preschoolers for the past 20 years. It's all about our heart being in right, and about our hands being outright, and about our head being upright, and about our whole lives being downright thankful to God. So we're going to sing together, in right, outright, upright, downright, and some of you know it, and if you do, sing it out really loudly, and all of you are going to be singing it, so try to catch on quickly. I'm going to teach you, and this is an action song. Remember, action is required, okay? So point your fingers, get ready, because this is an action thank God song. It goes like this. I'm in right, out, right, up, right, down, right, happy. Look happy now. Happy all the time. I'm in right, out, right, up, right, down, right. Am I going slow enough? Okay. Down, right, happy all the time. Since Jesus Christ came in and cleansed my heart from sin. I'll let you figure this part out. I'm in right, out, right, up, right, down, right, happy all the time. Okay, pretty good. Not great, but pretty good. Now, you've heard it. We're still going to go slowly so that you can all sing it together. Put your whole head, heart, and hands into this one and your voices. Pointer fingers ready. Are you ready to go and give God thanks? I'm in right, out, right, up, right, down, right, happy all the time. I'm in right, out, right, up, right, down, right, happy all the time. Since Jesus Christ came in and cleansed my heart from sin, I'm in right, out, right, up, right, down, right, happy all the time. At this point in time, the preschoolers would go, can we do it faster? So we're going to do that. We're going to do it enthusiastically because this is the last time we're going to do it. And remember this. There are moments in our lives when we're not all that happy. But when we remember that Jesus was sent to cleanse us for our sin, and that God has an eternal plan for us here on earth and in heaven forever, then that gives us reason to thank God. So in that spirit, let's sing it a little bit faster this time. Ready? Pointer fingers. I'm in right out, right up, right down, right happy all the time. I'm in right out, right up, right down, right happy all the time. Since Jesus Christ came in and cleansed my heart from sin, I'm in right out, right up, right down, right happy all the time. Great job. Give yourselves a big hand. Well done. Now, you remember toward the beginning of the message, I invited you to use your prayer and action guide, that sermon notes section, to make your list. I'd like you to really work at that this week. Be intentional about making your list of things for which you thank God. Remember, what if all you had today was only what you thanked God for yesterday? And I want you to be intentional about who is that person or persons that God has sent into your life that you want to express thanks to this week. Send them a letter. Send them a text. Send them an email. Connect with them. Call them. Connect with them and thank God for them by thanking them directly. The Bible is very clear. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18. In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning each and every one of you. Would you pray with me? Gracious Lord, we thank you so much for this day, this opportunity to worship, this group of people with whom we are worshiping today, for all the blessings you do bring into our lives. And now, dear Lord, as we watch this video together, Lord, let this video be a continuation of our prayer, an opportunity to be reminded of all the things that you have given us, your creation, and all the things with which you bless our lives, and help us to use this as a time to thank you, to remember our blessings, to be prepared to go into action, and to know that everyone has an opportunity and that you own it all, dear God. So speak to us in our hearts. Let our heads be mindful. Put our hands into action that we might be wholly healthy. In your name we pray.
Purple sky to close the day. I wade the surf where dolphins play. The taste of salt, the dance of waves, and my soul wells up with hallelujahs. A lightning flash, my pounding heart, a breaching whale, a shooting star. Give testimony that you are, and my soul wells up with hallelujahs. Oh, praise him, all his mighty words. There is no language where you can be heard. Your song goes out to all the earth. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Cratered moon and sparrow's wings, thunder's boom and Saturn's rings. Unveil our Father as you sing, and my soul wells up with hallelujah. Oh, praise him, all his mighty works. There is no language where you can be heard. Your soul. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. The pulse of life within my wrist, a fallen snow, a rising mist. There is no higher praise. praise than this. And my soul wells up, oh, my soul wells up. Yes, my soul wells up with hallelujahs. Oh, praise Him all His mighty works. There is no language where You can be heard. Your song goes out to all the earth. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.